Welcome to StoryShare, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's StoryShare series. Today's story is about a Holocaust survivor, Mr. Harel. Zev Harel was born on January the 27th, 1930, in a small village, Kis-Sikalo in Transylvania, close to the Slovakian border. Transylvania was at various times under Romanian control and at other times under Hungarian control. The village, Kis-Sikalo, where Zev Harel lived, was simple and unsophisticated. It had only an elementary school that went to the fourth grade. Mr. Harel described his school. You learned reading, writing, and how to add and subtract. In 1939, his family moved to Nagy Banya, a city about 10 miles from the village, so his brother, who was 4 years older than Mr. Harel, would be able to attend high school, which was fifth grade to eighth grade. When Mr. Harel started the fourth grade there, he had to catch up on things that he had not yet learnt in the village school. His father was an engineer and his mother was a homemaker. When they lived in the village, his father worked nearby. When they moved to the city, he worked in a factory. Both his parents had many brothers and sisters who did not live far from the Harel family. On holidays, they would spend time at their place or at one of their relatives' residences. Mr. Harel explained that at his house, the adults would sleep on one side of the house and the children would sleep on the other side. Though his father owned his own land, the family led a simple life. They didn't have running water. There was no store in the village, so they raised their own food and preserved their own meat. He remembers putting the potatoes and carrots and that kind of produce away for the winter by covering them with dirt to preserve them. They kept quite well until spring. Mr. Harel shared, and I remember going out into the snow with my shirt off to bathe with my grandfather, who lived with us. In 1940, the region that he lived in became part of Hungary. Because of the Hungarian government's affiliation with the Nazi regime, he was not allowed to continue his fifth grade education, and his brother wasn't allowed to continue his education either. In early 1944, Mr. Harel's family, along with all Hungarian Jews in Nagy Banya, the city he was in, were moved to a Jewish ghetto and then to Auschwitz, the extermination camp in Poland. This is where Mr. Harel was separated from his parents. First, he was sent to Mauthausen, a concentration camp in Austria, and then to Ebensee, another concentration camp. His brother was also with him in Ebensee. They were there for about a year until they were liberated, but Mr. Harel rarely saw his brother because they were in different barracks and they were assigned different work details. Mr. Harel became emotional when he told Interview Girl that the 3rd Cavalry of the U.S. military forces liberated him at Ebensee on May 5, 1945. He was 15 years old when he was liberated. He said that he owed that unit his life. He has had the pleasure and privilege of thanking many of them in person because they, the 3rd Cavalry unit, have had reunions and he has attended several of these reunions. When the SS guards left the camp, Mr. Harel started walking away from the camp and he fell into a ditch. He found out later, when he was in an Austrian hospital about 10 miles from the camp, that a U.S. Army African-American soldier had picked him up and carried him to the hospital. The nurse told him that the soldier had come to see how Mr. Harel was several times. Mr. Harel tried to locate the soldier, but he was never successful. The American soldier who took Mr. Harel out of the ditch saved his life. Mr. Harel was so thankful to this man. He wanted to show him his gratitude. Unfortunately, his efforts to find him were never successful. An eminent lesson from Mr. Harel's story is that we should help someone even if we don't get the credit that we deserve. When we can, we should help others. The American soldier who saved Mr. Harel is a powerful reminder and portrayal of what it means to help others. Those that we help are grateful, even if we don't always know just how grateful they really are. That African American soldier saved Mr. Harel's life, and Mr. Harel never forgot that he did. One of the things that I find so endearing about Mr. Harel was that he has tried to develop a partnership with the Veterans Administration. He made it a point to meet with the Veterans Administration in order to meet with veterans. He wanted to assist in helping veterans get the veteran benefits that they deserve. He shared, "In my way of thinking, they deserve all the honor that we can give them." Mr. Harel believes that there are three things to focus on when studying and writing about the Holocaust. He began, "We need to remember how the evil forces came into power and how they carried out all the evil that they did. Next, we need to honor those that went against those evil forces. And We should reflect on all that is important, and we can try to make the world we are part of as good as we can make it. He was pleased to have had the opportunity to work with young adults as a professor throughout his career. He is happy that he was able to make a small dent in what they were about and how they were developing. In fact, he believes that throughout his career, these are the three most important things that he taught his students. Mr. Harrell shared with Interview Girl in their interview, "The fact that you picked this topic, you have my respect. Try to use whatever opportunity you will have to place the importance on remembering those who fought against evil rather than those forces who wanted to carry out evil." Interview Girl assured him that she would do this. He shared with Interview Girl that he had had the honor of meeting his liberators. As a student of history and as a teacher, he told Interview Girl to reflect on all evil, but also to reflect on the good things. He said, "We should concentrate on how to make the world that we live in better." His gratitude for being a U.S. citizen was apparent. He remarked, "I'm thankful. This country is a land of opportunity, land of diversity. We should try to make it as good as we can make it." His biggest advice for future generations was that we should try to make the world that we are a part of as good as we can make it. He gave Interview Girl the advice, "Do all that you'll be able to do. A little bit is better than nothing, and a little bit more is then better than the first little bit." He shared that in his own life, he looked at every situation that he was in and he asked, "What can I do?" There wasn't one student that he failed. He did what he could do in order to make his students succeed. He reiterated, "Do whatever you can do in order to make sure that whoever comes your way then leaves a little better. Do what you can to make yourself a little better, and then a little bit better than that, and believe that you can help to make every situation a little bit better." He has now been retired for over 20 years. He turned 84 in January of 2014. In North Carolina, they have a Council of the Holocaust. He's active with them. He's also active in the Jewish community. They have an annual commemoration of the Holocaust. He is pleased that he can do what he can in order to help out that commemoration. He pointed out, "Not too many of my age group are around. As long as I'm around, whatever I can do, as long as I can, I'll be doing it." He then shared, "Being active brings back memories. What I've been through, all the losses, it hits you each time." Of his age group, there were two of them that survived. Of his family, only very few of them are still around. He paused. "There are things in life that you want to do, and there are things that you have to do. Honoring the memory of the Holocaust is something that I have to do, and that's my feeling." Again, he reminded Interview Girl, "Do what you can. You have to take care of what you have to do. There's a process. You do what you have to do, and then you will do the other things that you'll be able to do later." Once again, he thanked her for her interest and for her willingness to study the Holocaust. Mr. Harrell shared that we should all try to make anything that we are part of better. Interview Girl will never forget Mr. Harrell saying, "Do all that you'll be able to do. A little bit is better than nothing." This is well-founded advice. When someone does something and completes even a little task, this is better than doing just nothing. Advice like this is priceless because it makes us each want to become a better version of ourselves. It was why Interview Girl was rushing to complete all the interviews. It was why she was doing this project on World War II stories. It was why she sent out over 200 letters in 1 year and was able to land 12 interviews with Holocaust survivors. A little bit is better than nothing. We should all remember this when we are having those days when we don't feel like doing something. When we have those days, we need to remember that a little bit is better than nothing. When we try to do that little bit, whatever that might be, that will help us. What struck Interview Girl most about learning Mr. Harrell's story was here was this gentleman that went through an absolutely horrific experience and yet he still had a message of hope for the world. Mr. Harrell's message allows us to see an example of beauty that came out of all the hardships that he experienced. He urged us to see the good. He could have been negative and dark, but he chose to see the good in the world and to focus on that good. And we should choose to focus on the good over the bad in our lives too. The other huge takeaway from Mr. Harrell's story is that he felt like discussing the Holocaust was something that he had to do. That piece resonated with Interview Girl because she too felt like telling these stories is something she has to do. Thank you for being part of another episode of Story Share, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. This week's episode was part of our Holocaust Survivors series.